Family Chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
How you look at something makes all the difference. If you think that your life is good, if you think your life is crappy, if you think your situation sucks, going to have a profound impact on the quality of your life, your enjoyment, and everything else. I'm not telling you anything that you don't know. But perspective is such a massively valuable thing. I think it's a superpower of ours that we have the ability to think about the circumstances of our life, and we have the choice to be able to feel and think and respond however we want. And a lot of that is based on perspective. I used to, when something bad would happen to me, things didn't go my way or whatever, little stuff, more big stuff, it would have a dramatic impact on my whole day. I would let it ruin my whole day. And once I recognize that I have the ability to, regardless of what's happening to me, to not let it wreck my day, to not let it influence the way that I think or feel about situations or anything else, that's a really, really powerful thing. Now, it's still not easy, but once you're aware of your ability to do that, once you know that you have choice and you choose to exercise that choice and to put it to use in your life, I think it's a huge shift can happen. And when we talk about what our perspective on our lives is, what is yours? How do you feel about your life? Do you feel like things are happening for you? Do you feel like things are happening to you? Do you feel like you have a good perspective on life, or is your perspective bad? It's how you look at something makes all the difference. And this is true of every aspect of our lives, from our physical bodies to the work that we're doing to our family life and whatever your hobbies are, up and down, everything. You have the ability to decide how it is you want to feel. And that's really what perspective is. So on Memorial Day, I wanted to talk about how I owe so much. And I owe so much to so many people. And the reality is, so do you. And it's so important to me to remind myself of this fact every day, that I owe. There are so many people who came before me that made the life that I have possible today. And there's so many people that came before you that make the life that you have possible today. We have, in the United States, we've had over 40 million Americans serve in our armed forces. What an amazing sacrifice. And we've had 1.3 million, more than that, serve and pay the ultimate price and give their lives in service of our nation and the lives that we have today. Right now, there are over 680,000 police officers who are serving and protecting our communities. There are over 1 million firefighters who are keeping us safe. So many first responders that are making our lives possible. And for that, I owe. And for that, you owe. Think about all the different people who have touched your life and helped you to become the person that you are today. parents, your family, your grandparents, great grandparents, just your family alone. Then think about your teachers, the bus drivers who took you to school. The list goes on, and you can make it a really long list. And I think that each of us should, we ought to create a really long list of all the people who played a part in setting the stage for you to have the life that you have today. And we owe those people. I owe all the people that have helped me to have the life that I have, to make my life possible. And I owe for all the people who cannot, who, because of disability, circumstances of their lives, are unable to do the things that I do, that don't have my physical gifts or my mental gifts. Not that there are any kind of special gifts, but I have the ability to think any thought I want and to take any action that I want. I'm a healthy person. And so for the folks, the people that are not, that do not have those gifts and those abilities, I owe them.
El family ya se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal, y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
This podcast is brought to you by Epicorp Profit 21 ERP, purpose-built for distributors. In sports, the best teams don't chase the scoreboard. They set the pace. And in distribution, pace matters. 60% of the top distributors run on Profit 21 because it delivers real-time inventory visibility, smarter purchasing, and connected operations from sales to fulfillment. Don't play catch-up. Set the pace with Epicorp Profit 21 ERP. Visit epicorp.com/win.
That means I need to do the best that I can. That means that I need to work hard to accept personal responsibility for my life. I don't have responsibility for the things that happen to me. I don't have control over that, but I have absolute control over how I think about them, how I feel about the circumstances of my life, and how I act. I have the responsibility to lead a good life, to lead a purpose-driven life. I believe that I am so incredibly fortunate to have been given the gifts that I've been given. I talked about a second ago. It's not like I'm a genius by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm smart enough. I'm not a world-class athlete by any stretch, but I'm strong, I'm healthy, I can run, I can lift weights, I can pick things up, and I'm grateful for all these gifts that I have. And I believe, because I've been given these gifts, and because so many people that have come before me, so many people did come before me, and there's so many people out there who are working hard on our behalf, that the world expects more of me. The world expects more of me than it does of other people, because I accept the responsibility. I recognize that I owe. Because of that, I choose to examine and explore what's most important to me, what matters in my life, what matters, what is important for my family, what matters, what is important for me as an individual, what matters, what is important for me and my community. What are the opportunities that exist for me to accept responsibility, to observe and to see there's an opportunity right there, that nobody's doing anything about that. I will do something about that. I will do what is necessary. So I understand what matters. I do what matters. And I recognize that because I have the ability to do that, and because so many people set the stage and have allowed me and set the circumstances for me to be doing this by me, my life, that I owe. And on Memorial Day, I encourage you to think about who in your life made the conditions possible for you to have what you have. And to do your part by doing your best.